Okay, so this is the diffusion exercise known by the acronym STTOP. Stop. So what I'd like you to do is just for the first few moments, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfortable position for your head, for your back, and just focus on your breathing, just taking a few long, slow, deep breaths in and out. Focus on the inhalation and the breath moving in through the nasal passage and breathing out through your mouth, focusing on the movement of the breath over the lips, the wonderful sense of release you feel as you let that breath go, the shoulders dropping down, the hands relaxing, the jaw releasing. So just take a few moments to breathe nice and deep and slow in and out. Just helping yourself ground to your experience. Become aware of the moment you're in. You're just trying to come into this moment, not worry about the next or the last. So as you continue to focus on your breathing, I'm just going to explain this exercise. This is a thought emotion diffusion exercise. And it's borrowed from acceptance commitment therapy, and it's combined with cognitive behavioral therapy. So it's another way of unhooking from distressing thoughts and feelings that can become quite habitual, quite familiar, quite automatic. So the first step in becoming unhooked is to recognizing when we're hooked. So that's what this exercise is all about, recognizing when we've been hooked or hijacked, when we're gripped by intense emotions, habits, behaviors, somatic experiences, and to unhook from them. So with this skill and this practice, you'll develop more freedom of choice of what you think about, how you think about it, what you feel, and what you do about it. So as mentioned, this exercise is known by the acronym STTOP, and it's a thought emotion diffusion exercise, separating and unhooking from intense distressing experiences. And so what I'd like you to do at first is just to bring to mind a distressing experience or a distressing worry, whether it's something that's happened recently or something that's about to happen or will happen that you find your mind worrying about, thinking about, dwelling about, ruminating on. So bring this to mind. Notice all you can about what's happening. Notice the somatic experience in your body. Notice the exact words going through your mind. What are you thinking? What are you believing? Those are two separate things. What are you believing will happen? Has happened? What are you believing the implications are, the meaning, the significance? What emotion is the most intense? What are the urges you have? What's going on in the body and where do you experience it most intensely? So try to bring that back to mind as acutely and realistically as you can. Bring it into your conscious awareness, remembering where you were, who was there, what you were triggered by, was it internal or external? And all the things mentioned. Really bring it back to the forefront of your mind. So the first thing to do to interrupt old habits of ruminating, dwelling, catastrophizing, magnifying, to interrupt those old habits that are very addictive, sneaky. They possess us, hijack us, and take over us before we even recognizing we're doing. Rumination can be a very sneaky habit. We can be 5, 10, 15 minutes, even up to hours or more, ruminating on one thing or many things, jumping around, without even recognizing we're doing it. But the key thing is to recognize any shift in emotions. Any distress, anxiety, frustration, self-loathing, self-criticizing, that's a key to recognizing if there's rumination going on. So the first step, whenever there's a distressing shift, whether it be a behavior, whether it be an emotion, whatever it might be, distressing thoughts, if you're recognizing those yet, recognizing ruminations, whenever there's a shift from a state of calm, something's changed. The first step is to stop. The S and STTOP stands for stop. Too often we indulge the habit. Too often we indulge the thought without even questioning its validity, the truth behind it. We believe the thoughts we have. But some thoughts are just simply habits, and some thoughts are simply garbage thoughts. They're not helpful, but they're familiar. They're destructive and unproductive. They don't guide us to a safer, nicer place. Instead, they take us to a dark, dank hole. So the first thing to do is whenever you notice any sort of shift is to stop. S in stop stands for stop. The second step is to take some deep breaths. Take as many long, slow, deep breaths in to 7 and out to 11, interjecting that 90-second pause between a thought or trigger and our attending to the thought, believing the emotions, reacting to it is an incredibly important step. So take as many long, slow, deep breaths as you can. And this can take as long as 90 seconds or more to disengage. We can have a mental, cognitive, external, internal trigger where we need to interject a pause to disengage from old habits of responding, ruminating, believing, whatever it may be. So take some long, slow, deep breaths into 7 and out to 11. Breathing either in through your mouth or in through your nose, whatever your preference is. Breathing in slow and continuous, in and out, all the way out to 11. Slowing down the breath so you can breathe comfortably out to 11, taking as much volume as it feels right to you. Take as many long, slow, deep breaths in to 7, out to 11 as you need to disengage. Get the emotional intensity of that trigger down below a 6. It may take just a few breaths. It may take 1 set of 10, 2 sets of 10, 3 sets of 10, 4. Persistence is the key. Persist as long as you need to. Making a choice to disengage from old habits. So the first step is to stop whenever you notice yourself triggered. Whenever you notice an emotional, distressing shift, whenever you hear yourself beating yourself up, whenever you notice yourself ruminating or thinking catastrophic, magnifying, mind-reading or personalizing thoughts, whatever is going on, when you notice a shift, stop and then take some deep breaths, as many as you need. So in this situation that you've brought to mind, I want you to imagine doing those two things. And if it's an event that hasn't happened yet, imagine how you would do it. Where you might do that, how you might manage this self-care activity so that you can make this happen. You may need to steal away to the washroom. You may need to just take a short detour or break. Walk away from a person for a while, letting them know you're just wandering over there to look at something. But if it's something that's upcoming, imagine specifically, realistically, how you can engage in this self-care. Doesn't need to take forever, just something you're going to do and say so you can disengage from old habits and engage in new habits. If it's an event that has already occurred, think back on how you could have interjected differently. What might you have done to take care of yourself in that situation so the intensity didn't escalate? So whatever the situation may be, past or future, strategize with yourself specifically what you would have done to take those first two steps. And make a contract with yourself that next time you get triggered in this fashion, next time you hear yourself saying damning and critical and self-loathing things or catastrophizing or mind-reading or shoulding or magnifying, you're going to make a contract with yourself to take these few minutes to stop and take some deep breaths, to take care of yourself in a new way, to establish new habits. So the second T involves taking notice of what's happening in that moment when it's happening. Most people will habitually ignore, minimize, dismiss, or delve into it, believing it, fusing with it, magnifying the situation. They'll ruminate, they'll dwell, they'll catastrophize. But instead, I want you to take notice. Take notice of what you're experiencing in your body in that moment. Take notice of what you're feeling. Give that feeling a name. Take notice of what you're thinking about. What are you believing? What are you expecting? What are you dwelling on? Take notice of the urges you have in that moment. What is it you want to do most, if you could do anything or not do? And take notice, too, of what triggered the whole thing. What specifically triggered it? Where did it come from? So in this situation, either imagine what you'd be taking notice of or remember what you might have observed had you been aware, had you disengaged with your breath and stopped for a moment to take notice. Just bring to mind what you were experiencing in your body, what you were feeling, what you were thinking about, the exact words going through your head, what your urges were and what triggered you. What did you want to do most or not do? So the next step is to observe what happens. As you take a long, slow, deep breath in, and with each exhalation, repeat to yourself over and over, I notice the feeling of, and really notice the feeling. Long, slow, deep breath in. Exhale, I notice the feeling of. And one more time. Exhale, I notice the feeling of. Doing the same three times. I notice the experience in my body of. And as I'm quiet, do that three times. I notice the thoughts of, and as I'm quiet, do that 3 times. I notice the thing I long most to do or not do. Finish that sentence and repeat it 3 times. And lastly, I notice the original trigger of, and with every exhalation, repeat that quietly to yourself. The act of doing that allows you to get some separation, some diffusion from the experience as we observe it with a little more objectivity and curiosity. The last step, the P in stop, is to plan to respond to these events, these emotional shifts, these triggers, in a new and different way, rather than the old habitual way. To respond with compassion and to respond in the exact opposite way that you may have in the past. To do and say something to yourself that would be exactly opposite than you might have done in the past. For example, whenever you find yourself self-loathing, self-criticizing, instead of drinking alcohol or eating more than your body needs, you may choose instead to put a happy song on and dance. You may choose instead to go for a short walk, listening to music. Anything can work as long as it's the exact opposite to what you may have done in the past. So the P is to plan to respond in a compassionate and caring way, accepting that this is the circumstances, the feelings, the triggers, the emotions, the behaviors at this moment. But as you break old habits in small and meaningful ways, the habits will change. So for now, though, responding with compassion and kindness, accepting these are the triggers, these are the emotional distresses, these are the behaviors, these are the somatic experiences you have at the moment. But to choose in the moment, to respond in a way, to act, to do something that's exact opposite to what you may have done. And to do that activity for 15 to 20 minutes and then just observe what's different. So in this situation that you brought to mind, if it's a worry about the future or a situation from the past, just bring to mind how you could show yourself more compassion. More compassion as you would show to a friend in distress, a friend who's worrying, a friend who's struggling, a friend who's beating themselves up. Show yourself the same compassion that you might show them. Perhaps you'll put your hand on your heart. Perhaps you'll just take a moment and give yourself a hug. But in some way, whatever way you can manage, show yourself a little bit of compassion, a little bit of kindness in this situation. And then decide on some one thing that you're going to do differently that would be the exact opposite that you would have done in the past. It doesn't have to be perfect, idyllic, or solve the issue. It just has to be one thing. And you'll learn from that experience. So in the future, that future worry, decide what that might be. Just bring a few ideas to mind. Anything and everything goes. And if it's a past experience, if it were to occur again, what would you do differently? What might be one thing that would be exactly opposite to what you would have done in the past? So this exercise is all about interjecting a pause and interjecting some choice in changing the path of habitual behavior and the way we respond. And it happens one choice at a time, one distress at a time, one experience at a time. And over time, as we practice it more and more, we get better at this, interjecting and pausing old habits and slowly developing new habits. New habits develop through repetition. So when you're ready, you can just return to the room around you and open your eyes.